Wrath and Males Review the World, a brand new podcast starring me. My name is Wrath, and you, what's your name?
Males.
That's his name. So, do you think you can explain the idea behind this podcast and what we're here to do?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things in the world.
There are a lot of things in the world.
There's a lot of things in the world.
Yes.
So, what we thought, we need to put a benchmark against these things.
Yeah.
Basically, bang the world to rights.
Yeah.
And we're going to review everything.
Yes. Yeah.
All of it.
That's definitely the most succinct and cogent way of explaining the idea behind this podcast I could possibly have come up with. Yeah, we're going to bang the world to rights. The world is going to get banged. And we're going to do that by reviewing each and everything. Ah, bollocks. Fuck that. That's fine. That's just a little...
that happens.
That's the wild and crazy nature of this podcast. Anything could happen.
And we will be reviewing that.
Yes.
We will review that.
Yeah, that Windows noise will get reviewed at some point, as will the house I'm looking at out of the window, as will, you know, things like the philosophical concept of virtue. But everything in its time. We're going to do one thing at a time. And we're going to make it happen as a team. So before we get into today's two big ticket items, I should say this is our Christmas special. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas.
So we're going to be talking about Christmassy things this time around. Are you looking forward to Christmas? Are you a fan of Christmas, or are you a bar humbug, fuck Christmas kind of guy?
No. I'm more a fan of the days before Christmas. Well, specifically the 24 days. Christmas Day?
Yeah. Meh. It's a bit anticlimactic after 24 days of, like, being super hyped and wearing Christmas jumpers and eating prawn rings every day for dinner. You get to Christmas Day and then suddenly it's a bit... I know what you mean. You've kind of passed it.
Yeah, I think it's... The build-up is better than the event.
Yeah, but the event's still pretty fucking good, though.
Well, you've not been to Barnsley, mate.
That's true. All right, we're not here to review Christmas, though. Not just yet. We will review it eventually. Christmas. I did have a couple of questions I wanted to ask you, just to gauge your opinions on things before we get into it properly.
Okay.
First question, how many people do you think are going to listen to this episode to the end?
To the end?
To the end of the episode, yeah. Not just be like, oh, you know, my mate made it, so I'm going to listen to it, and then they'll get like 2 minutes in and be like, yeah, but no.
I think you've driven that number up by suggesting that people got to listen to it to the end.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go, well, man, you know quite a lot of people.
I do, but, you know, how many of them are true friends to the end,
God, no,
to the bitter end?
You know a lot of scumbags.
Yeah.
Nine?
I was going to say between 5 and 10.
All right.
I'm not sure my mum would. I don't think she should, no. I may or may not even tell her it's happening.
Yeah.
We have both got long-term girlfriends who we can probably twist their arms a little bit.
I don't think they should either.
We're not selling the idea that people should listen to this by just listing people who shouldn't. All right.
No, but that we could review that at some point.
Yeah. I don't think it's possible for us to end up with a metric of how many people have listened to it to the end, but we will probably be able to see how many people have at least started listening to it.
Tune in to the next episode to find out how many.
Yes, we'll definitely tell you that on the next episode. That's a Wrath guarantee. Second question I wanted to ask you was, how long do you think we're actually going to keep this up?
Well, it could be a New Year's resolution for us to keep it up. But I reckon until something better comes along.
I mean, there's a lot of things in the world that need to be reviewed.
There is a lot, and I this is the male seal of approval.
Yeah.
That I reckon I'm going to hold it out till at least the summer.
At least the summer. All right, that's good. That's both achievable,
yeah,
but also just ambitious enough that I think it will keep us going.
Yeah, I don't want to be my drinking to be blocked by this. My outdoor summertime fire making.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Yeah, you've got a lot of poi to do in the park.
Yes.
You've got a lot of drumming to play while sitting underneath trees.
If you've never heard our voices before or seen our faces before, know this. I love fire poi.
Yeah, and you look like it as well.
Can I be sponsored by a fire poi?
Yeah.
Distributor.
You look weird when you don't have fire poi.
Yeah.
In your hand. You know, some people when they take their glasses off or when they shave their beard, you just don't really recognize them. You're like that with fire poi.
Yes.
When you don't have it in your hands, something's not right.
Yeah, I feel naked, but I do it naked.
Yeah.
I do my fire poi naked because you know you don't want to scorch your clothes.
Yeah. And yeah, you don't want to... You want to put on a fucking performance, man.
I mean, my genitals alone are a performance.
Your genitals alone are a kind of like fire poi in that they burn brightly in the imagination.
Yeah, they're like... They're weird art.
We're deviating. We're getting slightly off track from the nature of the podcast. So that was preliminary chat. Well, I was going to say I might put some music in there, but I might just like loop that 20 times and that'll do. All right, let's move on to our first review then. I'm going to go first. The way this is going to work, by the way, is that I'm going to review a thing, and then Males is going to review a thing, and then there's going to be a bonus at the end for those of you who keep listening all the way through.
All nine of you. You're in for it.
Optimistically, nine of you have got a real good bonus.
Yeah, you've got waiting for you. You've got an absolute banger.
Yeah, you're going to get banged to rights just like the world. All right, my thing I'm reviewing this week is the LaFace Family Christmas album. Are you familiar with the LaFace Family? It's called A LaFace Family Christmas.
I'm not, no. I can hand on heart say I have never heard of this in my entire life.
All right, well, let me run a few names by you. And we'll see how familiar you are with the LaFace catalogue. Toni Braxton. You ever heard of a little singer called Toni Braxton?
The name does ring a bell.
All right, how about Usher? Ever heard of a kid with a dream called Usher?
A young man.
TLC?
Very well.
Yes.
Very well.
Outkast are on the LaFace Family Christmas album.
Yes.
A Few Good Men?
No.
No, I looked up A Few Good Men. They don't even have a Wikipedia page. Nobody fucking knows who A Few Good Men are. They say their names. They're like, the very first song on this album is a Few Good Men track. They're actually really well represented on the album. They've got three tracks on here, which is more than anybody else.
Okay.
I feel like LaFace were betting big on A Few Good Men and kind of overlooking Usher, who's only got one track. But that's really, you know, Usher's got the last laugh now, hasn't he? A Few Good Men, it's a Christmas slow jam.
Okay.
Silver Bells is the name of the first track on the album. And I feel like there's not enough of those Christmas slow jams. And there's actually a breakdown where they all say their own names. And there's a kind of spoken word interlude on it.
Is that for, like, my benefit?
Well, I can't remember any of their fucking names. Like, they've really not done a good job of, like, imprinting themselves on the popular consciousness or on my consciousness.
Right.
But it is a good song. And in fact, they've got another one on there, which is also a slow jam, which, again, I just appreciate.
Do you think they just do slow jams?
It feels like they do. The very first thing that happens on the album, right, is this kind of like early 90s R&B music. I should backtrack a little bit and say LaFace is a record label, right, that had all of these people on it.
Okay.
This album came out in 1993, which means Usher must have been like 12 or something. Like, this is proper early doors TLC, early doors... Toni Braxton and Usher.
Was she wearing the eye patch then?
No, that's Gabrielle, man.
One of them in TLC had some.
One of TLC did. Lisa Left Eye used to have a condom over her left eye, didn't she?
Was that what it was?
Yeah, yeah. She had a, I think, to promote safe sex, or maybe because she was just a fucking lunatic.
You could, yeah, that, or always prepared.
She's the one who burnt down her ex's house in a fit of revenge.
And did they catch her for the singed condom attached to her face?
I mean, they caught her. I don't think she was...
She's got no depth perception. It was quite easy.
She wasn't like... Her stealth rating, I don't think, was very high. Like, you could see Lisa Left Eye Lopez coming a mile off. That's kind of one of the good things about her is, you know, she announces her fucking presence. There's a TLC song on here called Sleigh Ride. And Lisa Left Eye Lopez does two raps on it. And she starts the first rap by just saying something like, yeah, reindeer, good cheer, happiness. And she says it in this really dismissive way, like, fuck all of this bollocks. And it's really good. The very first thing that happens on the album is there's this kind of slow jam R&B happening, and then somebody just goes, woo! Which is exactly what you want out of an early 90s R&B Christmas album. By and large, getting my critical hat on, I fucking do really rate this album.
Yeah?
It's got a few... Our album's a bit strong. It's got like 8 tracks and 2 of them are interludes. And like 3 of them are covers, which are mostly bad. Tony Braxton's terrible. I've been dancing around the main event, which is the Outkast song.
Yes.
On this album, Players Ball.
Love it. Don't never heard it, but love it.
Well, it turns out, right, I thought I hadn't... I was like, Outkast did a Christmas song, and I thought that was really weird. And then I listened to it, and it kind of sounds familiar. Turns out it was their first ever single from Outkast was a Christmas song. And it was also on like their first album, Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music, which I have heard. But they've changed it to not be a Christmas song. I went back and listened to the album version of it, and they've like changed the words around so it's not. They don't say Christmas in the chorus, but it's still blatantly about Christmas.
Right? Is this fact checked?
This is fact checked. Yeah, I spent 5 minutes on Wikipedia in anticipation of this. I did my fucking preparation, man.
All right.
But basically, it's wicked, and it's mainly about them saying, fuck Christmas, we're going to go do Outkast stuff. Like, we're going to go drive around in Cadillacs, smoke weed, look at strippers, shoot people.
Do you reckon they...
It's fucking good, man. It's really good. It's a great song.
Do you think they approached the label initially being, we love Christmas, we want to be just Christmas rap? Like, the slow jam market's gone. It's...
Well, this is the thing. The Christmas song definitely came first. Yeah. And even in like the changed around version, if you listen, he's still talking about Christmas things. He's talking about presents down the chimneys and putting up socks and all that kind of stuff. Right. They're just literally taking the word Christmas out of it, which makes it a way more confusing song if you're paying attention to the lyrics, because it's kind of half about Christmas. But it wasn't like they took an Outkast song and made it Christmassy. They took a Christmas song and then de-Christmasified it. Yeah.
So do you think you've uncovered something here?
That Outkast just fucking love Christmas. Yeah,
and I've always wanted to be a Christmas group.
Yeah,
and the record label said no.
Yeah,
you bitches, weed, no slow jams though. That's covered.
Yeah, that's
the
thing.
But Lowriders,
they started out super Christmassy, and them selling out was them losing their Christmassy edge. They didn't sell out by making a Christmas song.
No.
They sold out by taking their Christmas song and de-Christmasifying it. But all of that said, I was listening to that in the context of this, and like, you know, it's cheesy early 90s R&B, it was a good laugh, whatever. I get to the Outkast song, and it's just fucking wicked. And it makes you just remember like how amazing Outkast just are.
Oh, no, yeah.
And always have been since their very first single.
Yeah.
And same with TLC, actually. The TLC song's just fucking great. So for that reason, I'm going to give a LaFace Family Christmas the very first out of 10 rating on this podcast that is going to go till, quote me on this, probably summertime.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it, I haven't thought this far ahead, I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
So we're going with 10.
Yeah, Tony, let's sit down. I haven't even touched on MacArthur, who's another, like, I don't know who the fuck MacArthur was. He does another cover song. Right. It's terrible. So they're dragging it down, but then Outkast come through with TLC right behind them, and they really, really raise this one up. The Outkast song and the TLC song are ones that I think should just be fucking Christmas standards. Get them on, you're all out there, all 9 of you, compiling your cool Christmas song playlists that's got all like the, oh, we're not just having the cheesy stuff, we're going to put on...
No Mariah.
Yeah. We're just going to, you know, we're going to put on our Sufjan Stevens songs and all that kind of alternative shit.
I'm not going to lie, I do have an exclusively reggae Christmas playlist.
Yeah, I'm unsurprised by that fact. Get Players Ball on there and get Sleigh Ride on there. They deserve to be up there with Merry Motherfucking Xmas and all that kind of thing. They should be in there. So that's Raph's review.
Raph's review
of a LaFace Family Christmas.
Done.
8 out of 10. Put it on the fucking list that we're definitely keeping of everything we've reviewed.
Yes, somewhere.
And now it's time for everyone's favourite part of the podcast: adverts. I might have shouted that way too loudly. Adverts. Yes, this week, in an attempt to make it seem like we are a proper podcast, we are going to start doing our sponsorship section in the middle of the podcast. And hopefully,
that's how you get them.
Yeah, hopefully people will hear how good these adverts are and want us to advertise their stuff. So who is our sponsor for today, Mr. Mails?
Our sponsor is the Broccoli Tangerine Company.
The Broccoli Tangerine Company. I am not familiar with the Broccoli Company.
Established 1842, would
Fuck,
you believe?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, they grow their own tangerines.
In broccoli?
In broccoli, yeah.
I didn't think you could do that. Let alone in the 1840s, they had the heating technology.
They had it, mate. They've perfected the art.
Yeah.
They're almost spherical now.
They're almost spherical, and they are...
would not believe it.
Very sweet, juicy, and delicious.
They give off the appearance that they are oranges.
Yeah.
But they're tangerine. They're broccoli tangerines.
You are blowing my fucking mind. I've lived adjacent to broccoli for, let's call it, 22 years of my life. Something like that. Never knew there was a tangerine company in broccoli.
So, get yourselves down there this Christmas, everybody, you know.
What's more Christmassy than a tangerine?
I mean, I don't know.
Fucking nothing.
I mean, it's... Maybe it's the Outcast song.
I mean, that's quite Christmassy, but...
Tangerines.
You can't put it in your stocking. You can just shout it at your kid while they're asleep in bed if they're not waking up in time. Just shout about going to a ball full of players.
Yeah. I mean, you could wrap a tangerine in snow. Well, not wrap it in snow, but roll it in snow and throw it at someone.
Yes, you could do that.
As a hidden present.
Yeah. I'm looking out the window right now, and in South London, it is a winter... Wonderland. The snow is about 2 foot deep, would you say?
Bountiful.
Yeah, perfect for wrapping tangerines in and throwing at fools.
Yeah.
To get them right into that Christmas spirit.
You know, your mum, your dad, your housemates.
Yeah.
Anybody you like.
All of those motherfuckers. Anyone could get it.
You throw a tangerine at them covered in snow, and that's just going to, you know, lift their day. They're going to love it.
They're gonna experience some kind of emotion, certainly.
That's Christmas cheer. In your face.
And what's the name of the company again?
That is the Broccoli Tangerine Corporation.
We'll go with that. Broccoli Tangerines Incorporated.
Sorry, I've lost my bit of paper.
Yeah.
Which they handed it to me on. But this weekend when I was there purchasing my Christmas tangerines.
You have to get in there. Get in there early to avoid disappointment.
Yeah. Yes,
because a lot of people are after these tangerines.
They only grow 3 a year.
But they're fucking good though.
Due to the extreme weather conditions experience.
It's just really difficult to grow tangerines in broccoli, isn't it? They can only manage 3.
He tries to go for at least 1,000, but they all perish.
Yeah.
And the 3 that survive, one is in my pocket.
Yeah. It's like that Planet Earth episode with all the lizards running away from the snakes.
Yes.
Like, thousands of tangerines are grown, and fucking snakes come and eat almost all of them.
Yeah, in broccoli for sure, yeah. It's the snakes.
Full of snakes.
It's the snakes.
Fucking nest of vipers around there.
Yeah.
And that was Advert. This is David, and I would like to say happy holidays to each and every one. My name is Aaron, and I would like to say
Have a Merry Christmas and God bless you.
My name is Tony, and I would like to say, let's all spread a little love. Peace.
And I'm Demel. Season's greetings from a few good men, and to all a good night.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas. A merry, merry, merry Christmas.
So, we are now moving into section number 4. I guess it depends how you count.
Yeah.
Which is your review. What are you reviewing this week, Miles?
I am reviewing Time Out's Christmas Sandwiches, ranked worst to best, 2016.
And I just want to be clear with this. You are reviewing not the sandwiches, but the list.
No, the list.
The list itself.
I am reviewing the list itself.
What are your thoughts and opinions and feelings about the list?
I'm going to be frank.
Oh, please never not be frank with me. Never don't be frank.
I mean, yeah, you said that to me since we've met day one.
Yeah, it's pretty much my motto when it comes to this relationship.
You've got it tattooed on your chest.
Yeah.
I mean, you live and die.
Never, never not don't be frank.
Yeah. So, it's quite shit.
The list is?
The list is shite.
Why so?
Because, I mean, it goes from 33 to 1.
That's a weird fucking system.
It's a weird fucking number to start with. I mean, 33... I mean, I'd go 10.
Yeah, classic.
I'd go 25.
Yes.
I mean, and if I had all the time in the world, I'd go 100.
Yeah. 10 and 100, those are the classics, right? 25, it's a bit avant-garde.
Yeah.
But,
you
know, at 25 least
25 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, well, 12 days of Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
We should do that on Sundays.
Yeah. Right. We said it we'll in public now, so that's our idea.
33, what were you thinking? Wait, and then the outlets that they've gone to take this sandwich list from.
Yeah, they've got the big five.
Sainsbury's, Tesco's.
Yeah, Tezza's.
Crush.
Oh, don't they sell, like, soap and shit?
Lush.
Oh, right. Lush.
This is their splinter.
Right.
When
I've never seen a crush.
They fired Sharon for eating the soap.
Yeah.
And so she went, I'm going to make it where you can
fuck
eat
you.
It.
Yeah.
Yes. And she started Crush.
In fairness to Sharon, every time I go into a Lush, I do want to eat the soap.
They've got Eat, Subway, M&S, Costa.
Costa, I suppose they do sandwiches. But you're fucking up if you're getting a sandwich from Costa.
I mean, Boots, you got your £3 meal deal, you're always there.
Yeah, Boots,
that's a staple.
I think they're one of the big five, definitely.
I mean, their business strategy is all over. I mean, if you're pushing sandwiches,
their business strategy at this point is fuck medicine.
Yeah,
we just want to sell you grapes.
Yes, grapes, sandwich, and a drink.
Yeah,
£3. Come with correct change, please. That's them. So the wild card, which I do enjoy on this list.
Yeah,
it's Paul.
Paul. Okay, I've only ever eaten a croissant from a Paul before.
It's a weird name for what I assume is like a French-based pastry.
Paul's like, if you opened a sandwich shop, I feel like you would just call it Paul.
I'd call it Paul, or I'd call it Stephen.
Yeah, exactly. You just pick up a person's name and go with that. Yeah, I don't know how many French people are called Paul.
I'd go none. I'd just throw it out there. I'd say none.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be? I mean, you've got such wide... You've got your Xaviers.
Yeah.
You've got your...
Your Javiers. Your Daviers.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, anything...
It's a beautiful language, isn't it? It's a good thing I'm not reviewing the French language right now, because the scale doesn't go high enough for how beautiful it is.
So, I'll cut through the shit and get straight to the point.
Please do.
Number one...
Yes.
...is from Paul.
Really? On the list.
And I have had it.
Yeah.
We're not here to talk about that.
Yeah.
But what it's called is, and I'm going to butcher this, as my French language teacher taught me, you can't be taught, you destroy this language with your horrible voice.
We were so bad at French, they made us stop doing French and just do extra German instead.
Actually, the same happened to me, and I was no better at German.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think they're just the theory is if you're going to murder foreign tongues, at least just better to murder one than to murder two.
Murder the most aggressive one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not reviewing German.
Don't desecrate that beautiful tongue, la française.
So it's called Dindi Noel.
Dindi Noel.
Dindi.
Yeah.
N-O-E, but two dots over the E.
What's that, an umlaut in it?
I think sure it is, yeah.
Maybe that's, Paul is actually German.
That's not French, is it?
Yeah, maybe it's...
I mean, what are they doing? I don't know what dindi means.
Yeah.
That wasn't covered. I know...
Dinner?
I know what... Is it church? I don't know what church is, actually. They always teach you what church, library, and I don't... Dindi never came up.
No.
But I know... Well, do you know my French? I was in a conversation, actually, this weekend.
Yeah.
And I realised I know two French phrases.
Go on.
Tourne à gauche and tourne à droite.
What do they mean?
Turn left, turn right.
All you need, isn't it?
If I need to go straight on,
yeah,
anywhere in France.
Just turn left. Screwed. Turn left three times. That's what you need to do.
Turn
here, gauche.
I don't know what three
turn
is.
Turn here, gauche.
Oh, just yeah.
Just keep turning.
Yeah, turn here.
Yeah, you just got to think outside the box a little bit. Apply a bit of lateral
swear
thinking.
Swear go wrong. But yeah, all in all, the list. I mean, 33 for all the sandwiches going. And the outlets are pretty poor. There's no Leon.
It's either too many or it's not enough, 33. Either just give me a nice top 10.
Yeah, you're an awkward
and that's
an awkward
easily
number.
Easily digestible, pardon the pun. Or if you're going to try and be fucking comprehensive, give me 1,000. You know, give me every sandwich that I can literally get.
Yeah, I mean, and there's not... And in no part of this list do they rate the sandwiches. They're not even saying number one. They're like, it says from best to worst, but it's not saying... Is number one the best? Because it says from best to worst. No, sorry, it says from worst to best. So, right. So, I'm guessing 33 is the worst.
33 is the worst.
And it's a vegan sandwich.
All right. I'm going to guess that's the worst.
Because I had that poor one, and yeah.
Was it good?
It were all right.
Do you think it was the best sandwich?
Oh, God, no. Oh, God. Because like, they've not even got any... They've not travelled. They've like gone, right, what can I see out of my window... I'm going to try them.
Yeah. Well, here's a controversial point to put it to you. I know you've tried a few of the sandwiches off of this list. I've also been exploring the world of Christmas sandwiches, given that it's December. I'm only human.
Yeah.
What if I were to say to you that all Christmas sandwiches basically taste the same? Because they've all got pretty much the same shit in them.
I'm going to say you're wrong.
All right.
Because I had one off this list
that
was fucking disgusting.
Which are you going to name and shame?
I will name and shame because that's how much I didn't care for it.
And where did they put it in the list?
They put it at number 8.
See, the list is fucking up.
The list is shy. But if you think of that, of all the Christmas sandwiches in the world, there's 33.
Yeah.
It's getting close to mid... It's like mid to good. And it's disgusting. So, whatever's below that, God help them.
What is the sandwich?
The sandwich was from Waitrose by Heston.
Jesus Christ.
Tea-smoked salmon on a charcoal bagel. It looked like a meteor.
Yeah.
We all in it. Like, someone had been having a laugh. We're frisbee.
Yeah.
Threw it a bit too hard from another planet. It landed here.
Yeah.
And it didn't even taste like, firstly, couldn't tell the salmon, couldn't tell the bagel. So they basically ruined two things which are sound staples together.
Yeah, you know what's really nice?
Salmon
just,
and a bagel.
Yeah, a standard, just a fucking bagel with some smoked salmon in it.
Yeah.
Don't need any tea in that. Don't.
No.
Certainly do not need any charcoal.
No.
It's rare that I've looked at a piece of charcoal and had an urge to lick it.
I mean, I can never say I have either, to be honest. I mean, last time I looked at charcoal was... I was really hungry, anyway.
Yeah.
And no.
I mean, bear in mind, eventually we are going to have to do that.
Yes.
As part of the rigorous charcoal
review
process.
We're going to have to review flavoured charcoals.
Yeah.
Which I'm gonna say I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but it's not on the immediate list.
No.
So that they took that piece of, I'm gonna be a little bit blue here. They took that piece of shit and they put that at 8 in
at
their
eight.
List of 33.
I mean they've sandwiched it between two other sandwiches I've had that were all right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They fuck it up.
Fuck that. It's not even a fucking sandwich either, it's a fucking bagel.
Well, now we're getting into a real deep sort of semantic philosophical
discussion.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to
call it bagel. That's all I'm saying. I'll end it at that.
Where do you stand on a wrap sandwich or no?
No, it's a wrap.
Do they have any wraps on the list?
They do.
Because come on, the Christmas wrap, Christmas wrapping pun. There must be a pun in there somewhere.
I mean,
right?
If they are not covering it in wrapping paper, they're fucking it. They're fire the marketing team.
Yeah,
hire me. I'll sort out your marketing. I can't guarantee
just do
success.
That anyway.
I cannot guarantee success, but I can guarantee there will be a more than average spend on your marketing budget that year.
And if that advert for yourself as a marketing executive is not evidence enough of what a good marketing executive you would be, then I don't know what more you can do for them.
No, I don't either.
All right then, mark out of 10 for the list.
Out of 10 for the list, I'm going to give it a 2.5.
2.5. Introducing the half marks early, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, thorough.
2.5, harsh mark, low mark.
Is what he deserves.
But we need to use all the points of the scale, and I appreciate your frankness.
These
as
are
always.
Not all going to be winners.
They're
I
not
mean,
all going
to
be winners.
You've got to be prepared to be disappointed. Well, not disappointed, just angry.
Have your eyes open to the fucking world.
You need to be aware of this. This is happening. This is happening all around you. You need to know.
Yeah, we're going to get to the point where we're having podcast listeners leaning out of their windows saying they're mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, if anything, that's what I want.
Yeah. I think that's what I would like is to
I don't want a revolution.
No.
I just want something a little bit smaller.
Yeah. Just to shake things up a little bit. Not even shake, just
outcry.
Just slightly,
outcry.
Slightly, gently disturb.
Yes.
Just slightly jostle.
I want the forums to be ablaze.
Yeah.
So much so that they start talking about them on news again.
Yeah, we're going
to
fucking...
And explain what forums are.
We're going to take down Reddit.
Yes.
And then we're going to reinstate it. But, like, as much less racist as we can make
we're gonna
it, which
make
means
it,
slightly less racist.
We're going to bring it back and make it easier to understand for new users.
Yeah. And then everybody that already uses Reddit is going to fucking hate us.
The God, yeah.
Oh, that alone is enough reward, isn't it?
I think we should bring, because you know they've got the up and the down.
Yeah.
I think we should have to keep it where it is.
Yeah.
Just a sideways
that's,
one.
That's about right. 300 likes, that's appropriate.
I think that's,
that's all that deserves, no more, no less.
That's the length of what I think we need.
Yeah, that's a very strong idea. Is the end of review section 2. Now we promised you a treat for making it this far into the podcast, all 9 of you. Well done, thank
there
you.
There could be more now. They've still got a chance.
Do you think more people have started listening?
I think there'll be more here, and they're slowly we peak, and then just trickling.
So 15 people started listening.
Yeah,
they heard that in stuff at the beginning.
Yeah,
and they're like, right, fuck all of the middle section. I'm gonna go straight to the edge. Like a reverse sandwich where the good stuff is around the ends.
Yeah.
And the middle is just full of bullshit.
Right. Charcoal. I think we might have lost a few people when we said that a wrap wasn't a sandwich.
It's a controversial position, but sometimes you have to stand up for what you believe in, isn't it? All right. So the last section segment I'm very proud of having invented, lightning round.
I've never heard of that before. What's a lightning round?
Lightning round. Well, let me explain it to you. The lightning round is where we're going to review 6 things very quickly. We've each compiled a list of 3 things, and we're going to fire it at the other person.
Yep.
Are we going to go like A, B, A, B?
Yeah.
You do one, I do one.
Yeah.
Keep ourselves guessing. And then the other person, having not heard the thing, is going to just lightning fast fire off a score out of 10 and then give a quick justification, one sentence for how they came to that number. And we're going to do this quickly.
It's going to be great. Hit me.
All right. Mince pies.
6 out of 10.
Why?
Yule log's better.
Great.
Right, you ready?
That's how it works. Lightning round.
You ready
just
for
like lightning. Yeah, I'm ready.
Eggs.
10 out of 10.
Go on.
They're fucking perfect, round, beautiful, life-giving, joyful balls.
Yeah, great.
The film, The Snowman.
Is that the Channel 4 one?
The one they play on Channel 4 every year, yeah. Yeah, exactly, Alan Jones.
7 out of 10.
Why?
I'm too old for it now.
Yeah, very, very true.
All right, for you, Archbishop of Canterbury.
I'm going to give him an 8 out of 10. He's got a nice beard and he seems friendly enough, but he also tells people what to do too much.
All right.
Appropriately enough, Christianity.
4 out of 10.
Why?
Gives people hope, but the wrong hope.
Biting.
And final one for you, mate.
Yeah.
The Panama Canal.
I'm going to give that 8 out of 10. Very useful. Ooh. Good for boats. Killed a lot of people making it. I assume. I don't know if that's true or not, but I assume.
It did, yeah. I was there. I saw it. I killed a few myself.
Yeah, everybody
I'm
was
not
at it.
To admit it.
Yeah.
Hopefully those 9 people still listening, could be 10, yeah. Someone still ready to drop off.
Yeah.
Don't out me to the Federales.
Yeah, to the Panamanian?
The Panamaniacs.
The Panamaniacs.
They are...
They're out there.
They're out there.
They're fucking coming for you. You better hope they don't hear that. Yeah, they are furious. They are really, really fuming. And on that note, that is the end of our podcast. Any final thoughts?
All 9 of you love this.
Yeah.
I love it. Just, no, what did we say? We want you to be outraged.
Outraged, yeah, yeah. Mildly outraged. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, which means that, you know.
Not a lot.
I kind of enjoyed it, but I have been holding this pop shield in place with my hand for this latter half of the whole thing, which has really sort of put me on a downer.
Oh, mate.
But aside from that, it's been great.
All right, mate.
Alright, well, happy Christmas to all.
Happy Christmas.
And to all, a good night.
And, oh, we should also say,
sorry,
you've already ended it, but...
That's fine.
Next one in 2 weeks, we're going to do this...
Every 2 weeks.
Fortnightly.
Yeah.
Like Richard Whiteley.
Yeah. And
also,
we set up an email.
We set up an email.
So if you've got any comments, questions, or suggestions, or indeed you want to advertise with us...
Yeah, I mean, Broccoli... I've just got word that they have sold that last tangerine they had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They people heard us, not even listened to it, downloaded it. They heard us recording it.
Yeah.
That's how good we are at advertising shit.
Martin, guys, hit me up. I'm available.
Yeah. And what is the email address?
The email address is rafandmails@gmail.com. That is RAF and mails, MALES, at gmail.com.
How are you spelling .com?
DOTCOM.
And what is the Twitter address handle?
The Twitter address is the Raf and Mails, spelled same. RAFANDMALES. Raf and Mails.
One last prediction from you. How many tweets do you think we're going to send from that address?
One.
I think that is optimistic because fuck Twitter.
Yeah.
And on that note, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Bye. Christmas.